We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
So where does sickness come from? Well, it doesn't come from heaven. There's not any there. It didn't come from God. God's not the author of sickness, because when he made man, it didn't make him sick. He saw the work of his hands was good. Man never became sick until after he listened to the devil. Isn't that right? Adam opened the door. Adam opened the door to the enemy.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Healing Classics, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
The physical body, I don't know, there's something there I can't explain, but it's just the body is bound. You want it to work, but it won't work. You can't get up and walk. And some way or another, there was a fear that hounded me everywhere I went, just like a little dog following along behind you. There was a fear all of those years that was with me that I might become someday, sometime again, bedfast or paralyzed. Some way or another, this fear of paralysis. Immobile. That was a fear. It wasn't in me. It was somewhere here, like a little dog a-following you. It'd catch up to me every now and then, and I'd resist it and endeavor to rebuke it, and it seemed to stand off out there a few feet away from me, but it was ever present with me. But there fell into my hands a book written by a medical doctor, Dr. Lillian B. Yeomans. They were such a blessing to me. It's the reason we had the printers on me to reprint it in recent time. Told them we'd take 20,000 copies of it. And we did. Not just of it, but others by her. And so I was reading. This book fell into my hands, and I was reading one night by myself, away from home in a revival meeting. And I read a chapter on this particular subject about the curse of sickness, that sickness is a curse. And Dr. Yeomans asked the question, where does sickness come from? If we can find out, you see, we may can stem the flow of sickness and disease. And she made mention of the fact that during World War I, being a medical doctor, even though she was in the healing ministry yet, that she offered her assistance to the United States government. And during World War I, that in the west, one of our western states, there came to a mountain community way back up in the Rocky Mountains a typhoid epidemic. People were dying. People were stricken. So the government sent these company of doctors, four or five of them up there. Dr. Yeomans headed up the company. You see, to stem the tide of typhoid, to keep it from spreading. Well, we got there. Some had already died. They're too late to be ministered to. We ministered to those as best we could. But we know this. If we're going to stem this tide of typhoid fever, this plague, we're going to have to get to the source of it. And being a medical doctor and in the scientific field, we knew that the first place to look is in the water. So we analyzed the water and found out it was teeming with typhoid germs. Then we asked them, where is the source of your water? Where do you get your water? Well, way back up in the mountains there, they dug out a cistern. The winter snows would fall, and the spring rains would fall, and the cistern would fill up with water, and it'd run down, you see, the mountain through the pipe into the little village in the valley. So they dispatched some young men to go and check the source of the water to find out what happened. They drained the cistern, and they found out that an old sow pig and 10 little pigs had fell into the thing, and their flesh had rotted and deteriorated, and it had contaminated the water. So they cleaned out the cistern, you see, and stopped, not with medical science, you see, but just finding the source of the thing, stopped the plague. So where does sickness come from? Well, it doesn't come from heaven. There's not any there. It didn't come from God. God's not the author of sickness, because when he made man, he didn't make him sick. He saw the work of his hands was good. Man never became sick until after he listened to the devil. Isn't that right? Adam opened the door. Adam opened the door to the enemy, to Satan. Adam was the God of this world. You see, God said to Adam, I give you dominion. He made the earth and so on, and the universe. And he said, I give you dominion over all the work of my hands. I'm turning it over to you, he said to Adam. Now, Adam had the legal right. He didn't have the moral right, but he had the legal right to turn it over to the devil. And that's exactly what he did. He committed high treason and turned it over to the devil, and the devil became the god of this earth, this world, this present world. And in 2 Corinthians 4:4, Paul calls Satan the god of this world. And then it was that man fell heir to sickness. Satan is the author of it. And so, as Dr. Yeomans pointed that out in her book about the curse of sickness, I saw that it was a curse, and I saw that it came from hell and not heaven. It came from Satan and not God. And I remember way in the nighttime, I was reading away in the nighttime, way after midnight, about 2 o'clock in the morning. I got so thrilled I couldn't stay in bed, as conservative as I am. I just jumped out of bed and had a running spell. I ran around and 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 around that room. Praise God, in my bare feet. Woo, glory to God. I didn't want to wake up anybody else up in the house, and I didn't wake them up, but I just couldn't be still. I'd found out where sickness comes from, and I just knew then that I'd never be sick anymore. Because I don't want anything that the devil has. Well, praise God, I got over my running spell. I got back in bed and finished the chapter and turned the light out. And just about the time I started to doze off to sleep, just about the time I was just, you know, drifting away, suddenly I came wide awake, and on the inside of me, in my spirit, I just got so thrilled I couldn't stay in bed. I just turned the light back on, got up, and had another running spell. And I just ran and ran and ran around and around and around and around that room. I was so thrilled with the truth, with the revelation of God's word. Because the fear was gone. That fear that had followed me like a dog, you know, just dogged my tracks everywhere I went. That fear that was seemed to be back here somewhere. It wasn't on the inside of me in my spirit, certainly not. But it was there ever present with me, you see, taking advantage of what I didn't know. But that demon of fear said, uh-oh, he's found out now. And they left and went over to your house. Amen, he just left. Praise God, he wasn't there. And it's so good to be free. So after my running spell, I got in bed and turned the light out. Fell off to sleep and slept about an hour. Amen. Because it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and suddenly I just woke up right. I know what time it was because I turned the light on a few moments and could look at my watch, you see. And so I was just a thrill. I couldn't stay in that bed. I couldn't stay in bed. I woke up thrilled, praise God, and turned the light on and had another running spell. That was the third one I had. And then I finally got back in bed and turned the light out and slept another hour. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, I suddenly just came wide awake. And the first thing I said was, I'll never be sick anymore. Amen. Sickness is, the Satan is the author of sickness. And I sensed that fear is gone. There was no fear in my room. It was gone. I wasn't afraid that I'd ever be paralyzed again. I wasn't afraid that I'd ever be bedfast again. And I got so thrilled I couldn't stay in that bed. Oh, praise God. I turned the light on and jumped up and had another running spell. I had 4 running spells that night. Woo, glory. You know, friends, that's when God's word works for you. When you get so thrilled with it, you just can't be still. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you see, you preach, I know from experience, you preach these marvelous revelation truths, divine truths, truths of God's eternal word. Because people have been so religiously brainwashed, they'll sit there and look at you like a cow at a Newgate. Some of them even chew their cud while they're doing it. And you know, it never registered on them. If it had ever registered on them, they couldn't hold the pew. That's all there is to it. They'd have been as thrilled as I was. But I'll tell you, that's when God's word works for you, when you can get thrilled with it. Yes. Jesus' description of the Father here. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? If you want to see God, look at Jesus.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's book titled Talk to Me. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 4-CD set entitled The Master Restorer. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Put on the Whole Armor of God. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Worship in Spirit and in Truth. All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
March the 9th through the 11th, Living Faith Conference at High Springs, Florida. At least it's going to be in Florida,
yeah.
So it should be warmer. That's at Impact Family Church, Pastors Greg and Amy Anderson. You can get all the details on rhema.org/LFC.
And then we're going over to Apopka,
yes.
If I say it right.
Yeah,
I have trouble sometimes saying pronouncing stuff. Florida. For the Living Faith Conference, March 12th through the 14th. That's
yes.
Wednesday through Friday at Word of Life Church at Pastors Durrell and Lisa Morgan.
Yes.
Hey, we're looking for you to come out and see us if you're in those areas. Mm-hmm. If you know people in those areas, let them know about that we're going to be there. At Art, hey, if you live up in the cold country, this might be a good time
to come to
just
Florida.
Make a little trip down to Florida.
That's
and
right.
Enjoy the warmth.
That's right.
I trust.
We trust.
Yes.
One time in March, it was cold there.
March, it was cold down there.
That's right. Well, we're believing for warm weather.
If you'd like to know more about this schedule, and also if you want to know about our schedule, our traveling schedule, you can go to rhema.org/LFC, Living Faith Conference.
Yes.
And it gives you all the information right there.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Healing Classics. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.